happens to be fasting, فَلْيُصَلِّ make dua for the host. Person called, you make dua for him. وَإِنْ كَانَ مُفْتِرًا فَلْيَطْعَمْ And if a person is not fasting, then he should participate and eat from the food that he is invited to. So our akabir and our ulama teach us that always try and keep a person's heart. Doesn't matter how simple that food may be, what it may be, but eat it and eat with relish and make it feel as though that you really appreciate what this person has given and what this person is offering. Hazrat Maulana Rasulullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, whenever somebody would present something to him, he would take it with two hands, making himself as though he is muhtaj of what that person had given him, to show that level of appreciation. And this was also the style of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He would take something with so much of appreciation that the person that is giving it will feel so nice that I gave something that this person requires. Today we start another chapter. بَابُ مَا يَقُولُهُ مَنْ دُعِيَ إِلَى طَعَامٍ فَتَبِعَهُ غَيْرُهُ Our Sharia is so beautiful, our deen is so beautiful. Everything it teaches us. That what we should read before we eat, what we should read if we forget to eat, what we should read after we eat. Before eating, we should wash our hands after eating. So it teaches us this chapter that we did just now, that when you're invited to somebody's place to eat and you're fasting, what you should do. Now we are doing another chapter that's also teaching us with regards to eating, that when a person is invited to a meal, فَتَبِعَهُ غَيْرُهُ So somebody has invited you, but now another person has joined you. So that third person that has joined you now, he wasn't invited. So what should you do in a situation like that? You're going and somebody else joined you. So what should be done? Even that is taught to us from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Abi Mas'ud al-Badri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal, da'a rajulun nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam li ta'amin sana'ahu lahu khamisu khamsatin fatabi'ahum rajulun. Hazrat Abu Mas'ud al-Badri radiyallahu anhu says that a man had invited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a meal that he prepared for five people. Another hadith, it explains that this person was Abu Shu'aib radiallahu anhu. He had invited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for five people. He had a servant that was working for him. That servant was a butcherman. So he told that servant of his that I want to invite Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and four other people. So please prepare a meal. So when that person had prepared, that servant of Abu Shu'aib radiallahu anhu had prepared that meal. So now he went and he told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please come with four other people. We learn one lesson from here is when you invite a person, you try and invite him with some people that are close with him, his friends, etc. So when he's having that meal also, he's comfortable, he's got the people that are okay with him, the people that are comfortable with him, his friends. So he eats in a happy manner. So one lesson we learn from there. Another lesson we learn from this hadith as we go along is that ideally those people that are invited should attend, not those, but that host is such a close taluk, has such a good friendship with you. If you come there, even if you're unattended to that function or that dawat, then he'll be so happy to receive you, then you don't even need permission to go. Why? Because of that level of relationship you got. But where you got the slightest doubt that I don't know whether he'll be too excited or too happy that I came, then what should be done in a situation like that also is taught to us from this hadith. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ الْبَابَ So when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had reached the door of this person, قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ إِنَّ هَذَا تَبِعَنَا فَإِنْ شِئْتَ أَنْ تَأْذَنَ لَهُ Nabi alayhi salatu reached the door of that person, the host, and he told him that this sixth person, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and four others, so this person was the sixth person. So Nabi alayhi salatu told the host that this person now has joined us. فَإِنْ شِئْتَ أَنْ تَأْذَنَ لَهُ If you desire, you wish, you may permit him to come in to eat also. وَإِنْ شِئْتَ رَجَعَ And if you don't permit him, then he will return. How beautiful, how clean the hearts were at that time. Nobody took anything personally. But the usul and the principle should be respected. That this person wasn't invited, you called me with four other people, he joined and he came along. If you permit him to come, then he'll join us. If you don't want him to come, then he'll also return. So clean the heart was, but at the same time, the usul of Shariat was respected. That this man wasn't invited, ideally permission needed to be taken on his behalf. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had requested in such a manner. So this isn't something to feel bad about, we're not invited. We say, oh, why were we not invited? It should never be like that. In front of the man, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, if you wish, he will join. If you don't wish, he'll go back. So if a person is invited for the function, he should be happy and grateful. Not invited, he shouldn't take it to heart. Because this is not something that we should take to heart. If somebody invites us, we should be grateful. Doesn't invite us, nothing there. And another lesson we learned from this hadith is that if a person is not invited and he joins the people, there's nothing wrong. So long as he gets some type of permission from the host that you may join and you may come along. So this is another lesson we learn from this hadith. And another thing that we learn as far as inviting people are concerned, that always take into consideration the host. Always take into consideration the host, what he may like, what he may dislike. To such an extent that whatever is spoken on the dastarkhan must be something that is light-hearted. I mentioned this incident before, Hazrat Mullah Hardoi rahmatullahi alayhi ghaliban, that he invited one wakil sahab, one very senior person, to his place. So when that person came to his home, so he's asking him on the breakfast table, he's asking him, that how is this person who's not feeling well, he's sick, we heard that he's not too well. So immediately he corrected him, he said, wakil sahab, wazir sahab, that ye is sawal ka pushna ka mauka nahi hai. That this is not the time now to ask about a sick person, this is not the time to give a funeral message, this is not a time to talk about sad things. Why? Because you're in a dastarkhan, you talk about light-hearted things, things that are easy on the mind, easy on the heart, and a person feels like eating. All the people that are there will feel happy, they feel like eating. So even the choice of topics that we choose on the dastarkhan should be one that make the host comfortable, make the guest comfortable. Everyone is comfortable on the dastarkhan. So deliberately we should choose things that are light-hearted, not things that are heavy. So this also we learn from our kabir and from our beautiful deen. Allah subhanallah give us tawfiq of making amal on what has been said. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.